if a guy has a bakery which is kosher and people in the town eat pas akum, in other words, if he bakes it for himself, does have a bakery, then it's also mitzvah to eat his bread, no matter how kosher it seems to be. The fact that he bakes it, passes it. The same thing if he was cooked food and fat and barua, kosher food also pishul akum. This woman has a bakery, which has a hefshir, but he bakes on Shabbos. So, although he's allowed to bake on Shabbos, he's baking for the general public, he's not baking for the Jews, because he's talking about a city which is the majority of them. So, it's a discussion whether a Jew is allowed to use their bread on Shabbos. Some people say that it's also because Ben HaShemoshes, it wasn't edible. It may have been moved to Ben HaShemoshes. Other people say, no, it's mutter. Why? Because, since he made it for himself, and a guy is not a tzuv on Shabbos, so just like if you put something on the fire before Shabbos, it wasn't edible, it shows that it was raw before Shabbos. So when it came to Shabbos, it was raw, it wasn't edible, it's not mutter, because in the process of becoming edible. So to over here, since it was part of a bakery that bakes on Shabbos, hetter, so it was already in the process of being made from before Shabbos, it's not a mutter. The nice is not like it if it's bread is permitted or not. And if it's a special need, for example, taking bris meal and for some reason it didn't order the bread, or they got lost, or if it isn't for lecha mishne, for farmoitzen, then one can rely on the needing opinion. But you can't give money before Shabbos so that he should bring you bread on Shabbos, because then he's doing it for the Jewish person. Anyway, if you're planning a simcha on Shabbos, make sure you have bread in advance. You say that this karov, the World War II, 1939, I think it was, there was tremendous bombing going around in Warsaw, where he was, and it was very hard to get food. But he insisted that his family should never buy more than they need for that day. So he told Hashem, you don't have to store food, even though it was very unclear if they get the food, but that's what he held. So the Abba Midian had them searching around the whole month, that's for mitzvah, for food, for that day. He came Erev Yom Kippur, and he made a cheshbon that mitzvah feed on Erev Yom Kippur, so he was a little bit concerned, so he put aside a bread for Erev Yom Kippur in the morning. And we didn't have any food. Comes Erev Yom Kippur in the morning, and a lady that moved in from Brisk, who had a more wealthy family, came up to him with fish and all kind of good food, and it was a nice, happy surprise. They didn't have any food, and now they had all the delicious food. But she said, the one thing I can't bring you is bread. Because we had a bread factory, and last night it was hit by a bomb.
Right.
And so they say that he thought to himself, look, if I would have had more bitachon, I would realize that I have bread tomorrow, and Hashem may have watched out that I get fresh bread the next morning. I'll go upon it. Kamavan, this is an extreme example of bitachon, that with all our needs, the more bitachon we have, the more siyata shemai we have, the more peace of mind we have, good for everybody.